BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast for breakfast. Innuendo Bingo with Neon Jungle on this podcast. Also, Chris can't do the accent for the selfie video. He has real trouble. Why is Pharrell crying on Oprah? Graham, our listener, plays Real or No Real. And the voice of Lawrence is back, our computer on Loving the Trolls. People send in harsh feedback. Lawrence reads it out in his ridiculous voice. It's all on this podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Well, good morning. How are you? Thank you, Gemma. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
You have just agreed to go to Naked Yoga with Gemma Kenny one day.
Just googled what yoga actually involves as well. And I think this was a bad move now.
It's really hardcore. Imagine doing that when it's really hot. It's hard. It doesn't look hard. It is hard.
I don't know if this is hot Naked Yoga, though. Look, in the sauna, the Bikram one.
Be careful what you say, because she will make you go, and you've just, like, she's got that now recorded.
I don't know, it looks liberating. It could be something that we go do together and
It's not for me, thanks.
Try it once.
Not for me, thanks. I hope you're all right this morning. Let us know if you're up and about already. 81199 at BBC R1. Today, very much looking forward to Katie, our showbiz reporter. Remember Katie from the show? She was on Real or No Real on Friday. Then we offered her a position on the show yesterday because you loved her so much. And she was like, oh, do you know what, Scott? I don't want it. Just turned us down, flatly refused to be on. So then we came up with another idea, which was showbiz reporter. So Katie's views coming up a bit later. Also, we've got Neon Jungle playing Innuendo Bingo today just after 9:30. And we do have some more of your sleep talk today because there's loads of people that have been sending them in. So thank you. Well done in your supermarket shopping trip that you were just telling me about yesterday.
Disaster. So literally turned up at the supermarket, bought 2 bags worth of shopping to make my dinner last night, and put the receipt in my wallet, walked out, left the shopping there, got all the way home before I realised my mistake. So literally paid for it and walked out.
Was it there when you went back? Did you go back?
I had to go back. They'd put all the stuff back. So I have my receipt and basically had to shop again.
Reshop.
Pointless.
I've done that. I've got a really bad story about shopping as well from last week in a minute. Oh, God. Well done, you. Are you okay, hon?
I'm all right.
This is
Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Grimmy's back next week. It is Tuesday morning at 6:42. So today, we got Real or No Real coming up with one of our listeners just after 7 o'clock. Also, we need to talk... Oh, I sound good. Good morning. We need to talk about the Dan and Phil selfie video, which we're in a lot more than I thought we were. Mm. And that took us quite some time to do. And you'll see why a bit later. We had to lip sync along to Selfie.
It's surprisingly difficult.
You'd think that would be hard. And it is. Harder for us, though, than everyone else. Also, more of what you've been saying in your sleep. Thank you. Keep those coming in. We'll do those for the rest of the week. And Neon Jungle are coming in to play Innuendo Bingo just after 9:30. Are you aware of their work?
I mean, I like the music. I'm not actually sure what they look like.
So there's 4 of them.
Right.
I love that industrious typing.
Sorry,
I'm not sure what they look like.
Just getting on it.
Roshni, good morning. Hello, Nicole, who's listening. Louise saying she's feeling rough as a badger's. Not feeling pretty this morning at all. Also, Rosie and her crew going to Germany. There's loads of people going to Germany today. I think it's school trips. And Chris, Claudia, Hattie, Oscar and Emily all going to Germany this morning.
What's this shopping story that we're waiting for as well?
Oh, right. OK, so I didn't tell you this last week. So I decided to try and be a bit healthy and feel a bit better, like get a bit more energy by going for a run last week. On the way back, I was like, I'll get some shopping because, like you, when you're, you know, working early mornings, you want to go to the shop and then just kind of like not go out for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
So I thought I'll take a tenner with me. And I went to a shop, you know, the shop that I've got the bag for life from that I'm quite proud of.
Yes.
The one that rhymes with Faldi. I went there and I spent more than £10, which is all I'd bought out because it was in my shorts pocket, my running shorts. So I spent, I think, about £13. And she made me put the things back on the shelf.
Yeah, too right. What did you expect?
I know, but
I didn't get a celebrity discount.
No. I didn't expect a discount, but I thought I was well within my tenor. But she was like, right, you have to go and put them back on the shelves now. I was like, well, can I just not leave them here? No. So I had to actually go back to all the shelves individually and place them back where the items were.
That's good.
Felt like a kid.
Yeah, I like that.
Also, this morning, we have got Helen, who's listening. Morning, I'm raring to go, says Selena. And Katie is coming back on a long journey from Edinburgh to London for work and then going back to Edinburgh tonight. That'll be 10 plus hours travelling then.
Someone's just sent in a picture of them eating a banana.
Right, okay.
Quarter, you know how, seven.
Don't even do it then. Please don't send in any pictures of you eating a banana. Especially, like, it's not right in public. We discussed this yesterday.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I feel like I need to do, like, vocal warm-ups this morning. Do you know what I mean? Is it good?
Yeah.
Sorry, that's the voice of Real or No Real there, who often does a... just to wake up his voice.
We caught him once doing it. In fact, he'd accidentally recorded himself doing it.
That is Churches and Recover. Luke and Cranley, good morning. Also, Aaron's been on. And Sam in Swansea saying, any Charlie Slough today? Because it's Fat Tuesday. That's what we normally do on our 1 till 4 afternoon show. There ain't no getting Charlie Slough out of bed early, though. It's not happening. He'll be back on next week. So, good morning, Rosie.
Hiya.
Hiya. Where are you?
I'm in the bag drop-off queue for EasyJet in Gatwick.
Other airlines are available and very good.
Sorry.
Gatwick north or south?
South.
South's best, I think.
Where are you going?
Yeah. Germany. Stay with a friend.
Why is everyone going to Germany today? Well, not everyone. Maybe two people on text. Is it a German exchange?
No. Just we had a German exchange last year. Now we're going to go stay with her for a bit in the Easter.
Oh, so you actually got on with them?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, wow.
Have you heard Chris's story about the exchange that he did?
No, I don't think I have.
Didn't go well.
No, we fell out. So I went to Germany for, I think it was like a week or 2 weeks. And it was kind of all right, but we spent too much time together.
That's a long time, 2 weeks.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't know any German. I was out of my depth and stuff like that. But by the time came back to England, I was sort of fed up of him. And it all came to a head when I took him on a sort of tourist trip around London. And at one point, he tried to kick the pigeons.
Mm.
And I got really patriotic and were like, how dare you kick our pigeons?
Coming over here, kicking our pigeons.
Lost it. And we had a massive fallout.
And that was the end of that. But that won't happen to yours. What's your friend's name?
Inka.
Oh, Inka. And whereabouts in Germany?
I'm not sure. It's near Hamburg.
You don't even know where you're going. I love that.
Have you been to Germany before?
No, I think it's called Lübeck.
Ooh. Okay. You know that people walk on the other side of the roads there, don't you?
Walk on the other side of the roads?
Yeah, on the pavements.
I don't think so.
They actually do, though. So, like, if you don't do that, then you'll look like an idiot.
I'll watch out for that, definitely.
Also, you know when you butter your toast?
Just something to be aware of when you're having breakfast there tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. You know, with all the sausages, when you butter your toast, you need to make sure you butter both sides of it.
Something doesn't quite sound right.
No, that's true. And if you don't do that tomorrow in front of Inka and her family at the breakfast table, once again, you'll look very rude.
Mm.
Do you think it's all right that I can't speak any German?
That's perfectly fine, actually.
Yeah.
Worked for me.
Maybe try and learn a bit, yeah?
I can say hello, and that's about the extent of my abilities.
What about thank you?
No, I don't know what that is.
Doesn't even know that.
Just say it with confidence.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Dankeschön.
Yes,
thank you. All right. Have a good time.
Thanks.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills, and here is Graham. Good morning.
Morning, Scott. Nice to see you sober.
Yay. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. What's going on?
Just driving. On the way to work.
Okay. Where do you work?
In Northampton.
What do you do?
Carpenter.
Carpenter, is it?
Old school.
It is.
What's old school about that?
Well, it's Jesus. Quite... Yeah, it's quite Jesus isn't
carpenter.
It? Yeah.
Yeah.
Old school.
Old school.
Let me just do a few facts about you so that the audience get to know you a little bit better, all right? Graham is taking part in an Easter egg hunt around Regent's Park in London on his bike this weekend. His nickname is Mash because his hair looks like mashed potato. Most people don't know his real name until he adds them on Facebook. He's a big fan of the call centre, particularly Hayley and her tea trolley. Does that sum you up?
Definitely. Love a bit of Hayley's hand.
Did you see it last week? I got cream pits.
It was terrible. I was just like, who? But I like the bit where she squashes to do the symbol for squash. That is brilliant.
What was that?
Where she when she goes, like, people on the phone, and she's like, oh, I don't know what you want. So she does, like, the T for tea, C for coffee, and then, like, she puts the hands together and twists them for squash.
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 Because if you're working in a busy call centre, there's no time to ask Hayley for what you want, so you can do it, like, with a sign instead. It's very clever, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite clever.
Why are you doing an Easter egg hunt, please?
It's Easter.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Graham, 24, from Solihull. Are you ready to play Tuesday's Real or No Real?
I am Kanye West.
Oh, okay, we're doing the Keens, are we?
All right, then.
Oh, it's been ages. I can't think of one.
I'm keeping it old school. I'm going to be Keenan and Kel.
I'm going to be...
come on, Roy Keane. Quinoa salad.
Her Majesty the King.
Her Majesty.
I even thought of
Chris
Kendrick Lamar.
What?
Kendrick Lamar.
I'll be Kendrick Lamar. Let's go. So here's your first fact. Or is it on Real or No Real?
The lead singer of the Danish Barbie Girl hitmakers Aqua wrote several top 10 hits for Girls Aloud.
Aqua is definitely her.
Mm.
Massively. Let's review some of the classic Aqua songs. There was Barbie Girl.
Oh, have you got them up there?
What else is there?
Exactly. What else is there?
Dr. Jones.
Oh, yes!
Huge.
Oh, yes.
Remember this? Dr.
Jones,
Dr. Jones, Dr. Jones,
I like it. You just have a bank of them ready to play. I'm expecting them, because they're from Denmark, I'm fully expecting them to be at this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Denmark.
Oh, that would be huge.
You'll be so jealous of me if they do the halftime, like, entertainment and you're not there. You'll be so jealous.
But after that time period where the Aqua were big, you didn't really hear much from them again, did you? And you assume that low-voiced baldy is up to something now.
Girls Aloud aren't really, like, deep-voice singing.
No, but that doesn't mean he didn't write their hits.
You'd be surprised, Graham, how many pop stars or ex-pop stars write songs for current musicians.
That is true.
Do you know a big one that writes for a lot of people? Darius.
Yep. Yeah, too right.
And
does he really?
Yeah. I mean, this is really going back. A lot of people won't remember, but David Sneddon?
Was he an X Factor winner?
Fame Academy.
Fame Academy. And he writes
well, actually, hang on. Fame Academy?
I think we're over-hooing now.
Too many hoos.
Maybe.
So what are you going to go for?
I'm going no real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Whoa.
Is it?
Whoa,
that's
good fact.
That's amazing. Wow.
Gotta get the monies.
And next.
Each weekend, Howard, from Disclosure, plays the football pools.
Is that it?
Pools are a bit who?
Pools are. They're off of my granddad.
Football
who's. Okay, that's enough now. We're going to ban who's for the rest of this, please.
Fair who.
No more hooing.
Yep.
Okay, but it is an odd one, isn't it? That one of Disclosure, who are very young, is doing the pools. Probably something that's in the family, gets passed down. But if it was in the family, both of them would do it, most likely, wouldn't they?
Yeah, possibly.
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to go real, just to mix it up.
That one is no real.
Mm. Oh, I am being terrible.
Gutted for you, Graham, gutted. And next.
Avicii uses a sample of an 1892 Great Western Railway steam engine in many of his songs.
What?
It's in most Avicii songs where it goes... like this. That is an 1892 steamer.
Interesting. I can believe that he does this, though. Just because A lot of his songs, he tends to use random voices in that, doesn't he?
Mm.
He doesn't go for the obvious choice.
Yeah, but how did he find that sample? Like, who's got that sample just on hand?
Maybe he's a keen steam train enthusiast and therefore knows the noise.
Maybe.
Blowing your mind, this, isn't it, Graham?
That is completely blowing my mind like a train.
I can't tell if it's going to enhance or ruin every Avicii song for me from now on.
Every time you hear one, you're going to be like, oh no, it's the steam train again.
I think that is cool, though. I'm going to say real on this one.
Nah, that can't be real. No real.
That one is no real.
Oh, wow, Graham, you were right to go no real there. Well done. And next.
Tony Abbott, the Prime Minister of Australia, is on record as saying that no matter how well educated, no one is the suppository of all wisdom.
Oh, hang on, it's early. Isn't a suppository... hang on. Isn't a suppository something that goes up the,
yes,
you know...
Yeah. It's a medical term.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, is that what Mr. Abbott is saying?
I don't think that's right, is it?
That's not what he's saying.
No one... Well, what the hell is he saying there? No one is the...
I think he's got it wrong. Does he mean repository?
Right, and what... I mean, what's that?
Well,
again,
that's
a big word.
Isn't that like a... almost like a storing place? Like, so no one is the storing place for...
Of all... No one has all the wisdom.
Yeah, basically.
But the way he's wording it at the moment suggests that people do have wisdom... But up a very specific area of them.
Yeah. Very, very specific.
It's a big gaff if that's what he said.
I've seen this... Right, Tony Abbott, now talk to me, Scott. You used to be fascinated by Julia Gillard.
Julia Gillard, former Australian Prime Minister, because she was just everything. If you've never seen the video of Julia Gillard falling over on a visit to India when she was Prime Minister, please put that into YouTube right now because it's one of my ever favourite things, ever, 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 ever. Real or no real?
I can believe that. I'm going real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, Tony. Thing is, though, he's definitely carrying on where Julia left off. And at the end of that round of Real or No Real, can you make sure the points are correct today? Because yesterday people were saying that they were wrong.
Yeah, I got 30, Graham got 20.
Oh, great.
Bad times.
Is that really spoiled your day now?
Yeah, don't know what to do myself.
Yeah. Okay, well, have a good day at Carpenton.
Thank you very much.
And we'll speak to you soon, Graham. Thank you very much.
See you later.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Our showbiz reporter, Katie, it's her first day at work today. She better answer the phone. You know Katie from Real or No Real last week? We gave her a job on the show yesterday. Meantime, what else is going on?
Do you know what? There's a bit of showbiz floating about today, but one of the ones that caught my eye was Taylor Swift wants to date a boyfriend with at least one sister, as it will make him a better boyfriend, allegedly. That's quite a cool idea, isn't it?
Why will it make him a better boyfriend? Oh, because he knows about girls.
Because I think it's given a basic introduction to sort of the girly world, yeah. An insight into all things girl.
So they have to have at least one sister, otherwise yeah. Taylor Swift is not going to date you.
But that doesn't rule me out, but then I wouldn't want to be with Taylor Swift.
No, you
so
really
I
suppose,
wouldn't. No.
She'll write, up, like, seriously, two albums about you at least.
Oh, God, it'd be a nightmare, wouldn't it?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Didn't actually work out for Harry Styles, that Taylor Swift theory, did it? Got a sister he's very close to. Like, that didn't really work out.
Oh, yeah, but she still dated him.
True, actually, yeah. It just didn't work out, but, like, you still got to date her in the first place.
Theory works.
Yeah. Oh, no. Today is the day, everybody. Today is the day that Greg James is making his video of Kaiser's Hideaway.
Oh, wow.
I saw last night, quite late, Greg tweeted the picture of some braces and some quite funky red high tops, like in the Kaiser video. And now, him and Kaiser are tweeting each other. She's just put, "You're going to make a great me. Maybe to balance things out, I should dress up as you tomorrow." Greg is now saying that he might... well wear braces every day as a daily thing.
This is going to be another level, I feel.
I don't think he's started yet, but do we think that Greg is at home in the outfit right now?
I think he's for the last couple of weeks, probably been practicing, dancing.
I like that he laid his clothes out as well for the next day.
I kind of like the idea if everyone just ignores it. Do you know what I mean? When the video comes out, like, everyone just ignore it.
I really want to see it.
Yeah, same.
Because that dance It's not easy to do. The Scott Mills Daily. Heim are coming up, and also that changes tune by Fall, Wad Adam Panal. And Kaiser was in the live lounge for Trevor Nelson yesterday on One Extra. Done a couple of live lounges now for us. Sounding brilliant as always. And before Greg James dresses up as her to do a video today of that track. It's very tight, the outfit. I've just seen it. We're going to play Hideaway before 8 o'clock live from yesterday.
His videos just keep going up another level, don't they, with the parody videos. I remember one of the first ones he did was when he did a remake of the Cheryl Cole song.
Was it Call My Name?
Call My Name, and got me involved in it. Now, I'm not going to lie, we just figured out the dance moves there and then. And it involved, you know, classic ones of mine. The Inbetweeners, the Fishing Rod, Shopping Trolley, that kind of thing.
If you haven't seen the video for Kaiser Hideaway yet, it's all done in one take. So it's like on a pretty kind of grimy street in New York. And it's her and her mates. I talked to her about this last week when I interviewed her. It's just a few of her dancer friends. They didn't get paid for it, but like she's the kind of person that would know dancers. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she's like, right, just meet me at 9 o'clock by this subway station and we'll just have a go. They did a bit of rehearsal, but they all took the day off work to come and just hang out
really?
And do this video. And she really hurt herself in rehearsals. Like I think she cracked her rib.
Whoa.
It's an impressive dance. I don't really get it, but I mean, it's impressive. And for Greg to try and attempt that is going to be, well, I want to see this.
Exactly. But Greg, I think he's not interested in having people like me on the video anymore. I think it's all up another level now.
I think he'll also have his dancer friends on board.
Actual dancer friends, yeah.
So Greg is remaking the Kaiser Hideaway video later today. Here's something we haven't done for a while. Loving the Trolls.
It's a bit Who this now.
Woohoo! So, we did this, I don't know, probably last time was about a year ago on our afternoon show. Not done it for a while. We always get honest feedback. Generally at Radio 1, people will say what they think about your show, about other people's shows, about the music. And you know how it is. Anyone now can leave comments anywhere. So you see them a lot at the bottom of news stories online, on Facebook, on Twitter. Everyone gets it. You probably get some as well. And it can be quite horrible and it can hurt you a little bit. So on this show, we decided a while ago to absolutely love the Trolls. And what we do is we put what they say through the voice of someone we call Lawrence, who isn't a real person. It's just a computer voice.
It's a really silly voice, but it just takes the venom out of everything, and that's why it's good to do it.
Just takes the edge off. So as soon as we put Lawrence's voice on, and we make Lawrence say what the Trolls are saying, they just sound ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it makes every Troll sound like an idiot, which they are. So if you ever get anything like bad written about you, just imagine to yourself that Troll, whoever has trolled you, has the voice of Lawrence all the time. Even when they're asking their mum, could I have some dinner, please? That's always in the voice of Lawrence. So we have picked a selection of things that people have been saying about this show in the last week, and we are loving the Trolls in the next 5 to 10 minutes on BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now, yeah, we're loving the Trolls. 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 Is it loving the Trolls? Loving the Trolls. Ooh, is it?
Is it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. That's right, it's time for Loving the Trolls on BBC Radio 1.
You never lose it, do you?
You're
just there somewhere.
Never lose it. So, not done this for a while. We do get some quite harsh feedback sometimes here at Radio 1 about various things. Anyone can leave comments, you know that. You probably get it as well. But just remember, next time you get trolled, they sound ridiculous, like the voice of our computer, Lawrence. Imagine that they talk like that all the time. It is time for the welcome return of Loving the Trolls. People are loving this. Okay, so first up, I don't know who this is about, but we've put this troll through the voice of Lawrence, our computer. Go, Lawrence.
How the hell is this guy on the radio? He's a talentless idiot hole.
What's the end bit? A talentless what?
Idiot hole.
Now, is this for me or you?
I don't know.
How the hell is this guy on the radio? He's a talentless idiot hole.
Talentless idiot hole. I think this must be for me. I can only assume.
How is he on the radio? Okay, good. I think the next one... God, they're still talking about it. I think this is about your Mila Kunis interview.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, so brace yourself. And remember, if you ever get a troll speaking to you about anything, they've got this voice, the voice of Lawrence. Okay, hold on to something tight, Chris.
I'm on.
It might not be nice, but let's all laugh about it, because they're an idiot.
I don't get why everyone likes this video so much. He's just an idiot with stupid hair, embarrassing himself in front of a goddess.
A goddess?
Yeah.
Idiots
again.
On a lot.
Theme.
Yeah, it's a theme.
Stupid
he can
hair.
Kiss my sprats.
What? He can kiss my what?
He can kiss my sprats.
Kiss my what?
One more time.
Sprats.
Kiss my...
He can kiss my sprats.
Kiss my sprats.
Who says that?
I like it because you know when they write these things, it's like proper in anger. Kiss my sprats.
You can kiss my sprats. Okay, this one is... This one's about me. Good luck, everyone.
You have the worst laugh I have ever heard. You should be ashamed of it. Go and cackle in somebody else's ears first thing in the morning because I cannot stand you. Bore off back to afternoons.
Bore off back to afternoons.
I don't think you've got the worst laugh ever, clip is suggesting.
So I have the worst laugh in the world. Go and cackle in somebody else's ears.
You have the worst laugh I have ever heard. You should be ashamed of it.
Why?
Go and cackle in somebody else's ears first thing in the morning.
All right, it's a thing that they don't like it first thing in the morning.
I don't think it's the worst laugh, though. Do you remember that lady who... what was the one who was on a bus?
Yeah, the woman on the bus on YouTube. Now, that's a good laugh. Is my laugh better or worse than this?
It depends what you mean by worse.
That would get annoying. Better or worse than Adele?
Oh, dear.
I've forgotten about Adele's laugh. Okay, next troll, please.
Not only do you have the music taste of a 14-year-old girl, you have the humour of one as well.
All right, so I often say that I have a music taste of a 14-year-old girl because I love the pop, but also they're saying I've got humour of one as well. Okay, I'll take that.
Oh, ha-ha-ha. Aren't fart jokes funny? Grow up, fathead.
Something about fart jokes.
Grow up, fathead?
Fart jokes aren't funny.
Oh, ha-ha-ha. Aren't fart jokes funny?
Oh.
Grow up, fathead.
Grow up, fathead.
Grow up, fathead.
Yes, fart jokes are still funny, as people keep telling me with...
Go and open the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
Oh, ha-ha-ha. Aren't fart jokes funny?
Yeah, yes.
That deserves a fart reply.
Yes, they... That's what I think of you. And next...
Northern France is more interesting than you'll ever be. Go away and take that idiot Chris with you.
Is this a troll sticking up for Northern France? This is amazing. Is this a geography teacher?
It's because I said that Northern France wasn't the best on yesterday's show, and now Northern France is more interesting than I'll ever be.
Northern France is more interesting than you'll ever be. Go away and take that idiot Chris with you.
Okay.
Idiot again. You're being trolled by Northern France.
I know.
That's incredible.
And one final one on this welcome return, I've enjoyed it,
yeah.
Of loving the trolls.
If you tell me to watch one more thing on the Radio 1 YouTube channel, I am going to scream. I do not have the internet. Oh. No, you're so funny and wacky. Who would want to watch that? Nobody. That's who. You're an idiot.
Oh, an idiot again. Good, thanks. I like it. They don't have the internet. Wow.
Is it a good haul?
Doesn't have
today.
The internet.
Good haul today.
We've saved some good ones there because we haven't done it for a while.
They're just silly. When you hear them like that.
Yeah. Just remember, any troll has that voice.
If you tell me to watch one more thing on the Radio 1 YouTube channel, I am going to scream.
Okay, right. So after the news, we've got live Kaiser and Hideaway. You can go online and watch it on Radio 1's YouTube channel. And that's coming up just after 8. We'll play it on the radio.
I do not have the internet. Oh, you're so funny and wacky. Who would want to watch that? Nobody.
People.
That's who. You're an idiot.
And the last thing that we did, which was the sack of shame. So far, 44,000 people and counting wanted to watch it. And we could always do it more. Go on the Radio 1 YouTube channel.
Another blast of the theme tune?
Shall we? Yeah.
Yes. Loving the trolls. Loving the trolls. Loving the trolls.
I love it.
Loving the trolls.
Yeah.
Loving the trolls. Loving the trolls. Loving the trolls. Loving the trolls. Is it?
Also, if they don't have the internet, how did they actually comment? Did they send a letter?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, yesterday on One Extra, Canadian pop queen Kaiser was in. Do you know, her story is really interesting. I spoke to her about this a bit last week, but she did the whole thing with Trevor yesterday. So she used to be a ballet dancer as a kid, but then she gave that up because I can't remember, there was something that she couldn't do with ballet dancing. She couldn't kind of progress any further. So then she randomly took up sailing and started racing small boats. Then she graduated to, like, massive wooden pirate ships. And then she sailed them for ages. She still sails quite a lot and wants to sail more. And once during a massive storm, she sang people to sleep with a guitar. As the storm was raging around her and the waves were crashing in, she realised the power of music. So then she went to music college, and then Hideaway is her debut single, The End.
It's a good story,
yeah.
If true.
It is true. And she's like a trained Royal Navy reserve as well.
Is she perfect?
She's just got a lot going on in her head. She does painting as well, she told me.
That's the thing, you never...
But how do you have any spare time?
You never hear any of the bad things, do you? On the bit of information.
What do you want me to say? Right, she's sad and lonely. She just lives at home with her cat.
Well, I don't know. Balance it up a bit.
All right.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just found out another interesting fact about Kaiser. She's also a trained sniper.
Is she?
Yeah. Her nickname is Sniper because when she was a Royal Navy Reserve, she was the best shot in her platoon. Like, she can do everything. Okay, it's 8:23 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. She's got that look, though, a sniper, do you know what I mean?
No.
Just quite intense. Looks you in the eyes for ages.
Really?
Like that, yeah. Stare.
I'd probably walk away quite quickly.
You'd be scared. So, if you have seen the Radio 1 YouTube channel lately, you'll know that there is a video that Dan and Phil made us do. It's not just us. And it's of Chainsmokers' selfie.
Yeah. It's getting quite a few views now.
I wasn't expecting us to be in it as much as we are.
No, and also we've made the outtakes at the end of it.
Oh no, what have they done? I've not watched it right to the end. What's at the end?
It's at the end of it. It's bits of us because we did the same lines over and over again to try and get it right. I struggled with this because it's a very sort of, is it LA sounding voice?
Yeah, it's kind of Valley Girl LA. I'm not brilliant at it, but I'm a lot better than you are. So all we had was a few lines which we had to lip sync in time. Surprisingly hard, eh?
Mm.
So I just had to go, okay, let's go take some shots. And then you said, oh, I'm not feeling very well.
Yes.
I think I'm going to throw up. And also in there, we had to go, that's our ratchet. That was a real problem. Okay, so this is not on the video, but this is us beforehand, before we had to lip sync to selfie, and me trying to teach Chris the right voice.
That girl is such a fake model. That's all ratchet.
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 Is that right?
No.
It's nearly there.
This took ages.
Okay. It's nearly there.
Okay, so then I moved on to the next bit.
Okay, let's go take some shots.
Okay, let's go take some shots.
What is that?
No, like this. Okay, let's go take some shots.
Okay, let's go take some shots.
No, listen to me.
Let's go.
Okay.
Shots.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go take some shots.
Let's go take some shots.
What are you not hearing?
That's good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Why do you sound like Shrek?
Do you know what? I really struggle with the accents.
When I said Valley Girl, I don't mean Valleys of Yorkshire. I mean LA.
The video's great. I just had another look at it.
Okay.
And the star of the show seems to be a guy that I don't personally know. A quite larger Scottish guy.
He's a big lad.
Yeah. And he dances throughout. And he's amazing.
It's worth watching just for that. And also, if you do watch it...
Sorry, what's his name? Simon. Yeah.
Simon.
Simon.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. He's the star of the show on this.
I think he's a student, you know, from one of the universities that was at the student radio conference where a lot of this video was made.
And, you know, there are hundreds of these selfie videos now online, like so many. Radio 1 have done quite a few, but this is the new one, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel now. Even if you just, when you see us lip-syncing, imagine what Chris's voice is actually saying, because we said it out loud when we were lip-syncing, didn't we, to make it easier?
Let's go take some shots.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you see the video, you don't really quite understand how it was coming out of my mouth at the time.
Okay, can we have one more go? All right, ready? So listen to, like, I'm going to play you the actual song now. Listen.
This is like learning French.
What and repeat. Écoutez.
Écoutez.
Et répétez.
And répétez.
Are you ready? Okay, so just listen to the girl's voice and then imitate it.
Écoutez.
You ready? Okay.
Répétez.
Right, well, listen then.
Come on in.
Okay, let's go take some shots.
Okay. No, do the start me
okay,
off.
Okay, let's go take some shots.
Okay, let's go take some shots. It's harder than you
okay,
think.
Okay, let's go take some shots.
Okay, let's go take some shots.
I could say a repartee
and repartee.
Next bit.
Oh wait, never mind. I'm fine.
Oh wait, never mind. I'm fine.
It's hard, I could do this all day.
Oh wait, never mind, I'm fine.
I've had enough of Écoutez.
One more.
Oh wait, never mind, soon. I'm fine.
Oh wait, never mind, I'm fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's really bad, but every time I play Lana Del Rey now, I think of her stylist bloke. I was told you about him.
No.
I don't mean to sound like an idiot, but I was in LA once, and I heard this guy talking on the phone, and he was like, okay, darling, I'll get that for you straight away. Okay, I'm just with Lana this morning, and I'll be with you, all right? And I looked him up, because when he answered the phone, he was like, he was the loudest guy ever. He went, hello, darling, it's Johnny Blue Eyes. And I was like, that can't be his actual name. It probably isn't. But I believe he does styling for a lot of, like, massive artists like Lana Del Rey.
Really?
British guy, wearing his pyjamas in, like, a diner in LA. Johnny Blue Eyes. Just think of him every time now. This is like really camp British bloke.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we spoke to a girl called Katie on Friday. She played Real or No Real quite early on, just after 7. And the listeners absolutely loved her. Like, you were all texting in, emailing, tweeting, saying she's brilliant. You need to get her on more. So yesterday we called her up and we offered her a full-time job for this week only as a TV reviewer. And she, you might have heard this yesterday, she turned us down.
It was a weird one because we discussed, you know, what role we could give her.
I was like, you could review what's on TV. She's like, no, I'm all right, thanks. I don't really watch TV. Like, what? So then we called her and offered her another job as showbiz reporter. And she took that one, so... Good morning. First day at work, it's Showbiz Katie.
Morning, you're right.
Yeah, how are you?
Good, yeah, I'm good, thank you.
God, you were all over Radio 1 yesterday. You were on the Breakfast Show trailer.
Woo!
How are you feeling on your first day at work as Showbiz correspondent?
I feel amazing.
So, Katie, what have you got for us this morning, Showbiz?
I have got that Rita Ora ripped Zac Efron's shirt off on stage.
So this is from yesterday. Everyone was quite pleased when Rita Ora came up behind Zac Efron and took his shirt off while he was doing a speech.
Well, I think he's quite fit, as in, like, physically fit. He looks good, but I don't really think he's very attractive. He's not my cup of tea.
Did you say Zac Efron is not attractive?
No, I don't know. I think seeing him in High School Musical, he's just like, I don't know, he prances around singing and...
That was ages ago!
Yeah, but still, everyone's got their own little thing that holds on to him. And Zac Efron is Troy out of High School Musical, and that doesn't do it for me.
True that. I think he looks well sneaky.
Do you think he's secret? set Rita all up to do that? Do you think he's just like, do you know what, Rita? Right, I think you should come and do this just so I can get myself on show.
Yes, I do, actually.
Yeah.
It all seems a bit too planned, doesn't it?
Yeah, because I think she's the type of person that would do that. I think she'd be like, yeah, I'm well up for it, because she seems like I think she's a legend, Rita. I love her.
But what's she getting out of it, Katie? What do you reckon she's getting in return? Zac Efron gets all the publicity. What's Rita Ora getting?
No, she's the one that took off the shirt, though.
Yeah, she's just one that she's a bit banter, isn't she? She shows that, I don't know, she just wanted to do everyone who likes Scott, who thinks he's a right little lovely person, and she can do him a favour and think, right, here's for Scott Mills, take his shirt off.
Exactly that.
Rita's ripping it off, right, to people like Scott, who think that Efron is lovely, his cup of tea, right? Whereas for me, Zac Efron is like a coffee. I don't really find it. I don't know, I prefer a milky cup of tea then.
I don't understand where I came into this, but okay, cool.
Using you as an example, because you're like, oh, Zac Efron's my cup of tea. Mm. And I'm just saying, for example, me and you, we've obviously got different tastes.
Yes.
I don't find him attractive, you do.
Okay.
So he can be your cup of tea, but he's not mine.
Got ya.
Thanks, Showbiz Katie. Moving on, what have you got next?
I've got Rihanna, who employs a person to spray water at her bum.
Oh, this is interesting.
Good headline.
And what do you think about this, Katie? What about this has caught your eye?
What is water going to do to make your bum look any better? I don't get that. I don't understand, really. It just makes it look a bit wetter.
I think some people do look better wet, though.
Really?
Like, for instance, I photograph well in a pool. Outside of a pool, not very good.
Really?
But if my hair's like slipped back and wet, I can look. I'm quite passable.
Okay.
I look better in water. Rihanna also looks better in water.
I don't get that. I don't think it. I mean, if you want your bum to look better, then do something with it. Don't just spray. Do some squats and that. Don't just.
Well, there's not that. Yeah, Katie. There's not that many options, you know.
Well, there is. You've got squats.
Maybe.
Exercise, actually doing something. You've got surgery if you're really that desperate.
Can you have bum surgery?
Wait, Kim Kardashian, she's getting liposuction on her stomach and her thighs and getting it implanted in her bum for her wedding.
Is she?
Yeah, I read it in the magazine.
Must be true.
So how much do you think they get paid then for spraying water on someone's bum?
I'm saying if it's Rihanna's bum, it's going to be more than minimum wage.
Really?
Incredible job, isn't it?
Well, in a matter of opinion, though, I mean, you could be doing a lot better things with your time than spraying Rihanna's bum.
I don't think you could.
Really?
Fair enough, it's Rihanna, fair enough. But you could be out there, you could be painting some walls, doing some decorating for someone. You don't need to just spray water at someone's bum.
You see, this is what I like about you, Showbiz Katie, is you don't seem impressed by the showbiz lifestyle.
I don't know, it just might get a bit boring. I mean, fair enough, doing your press, doing your bits like that, but employing someone to spray water at your bum. You can spray water at your own bum if you really wanted to make it look good, couldn't you?
That's true, actually. I never thought of that. Why do you need someone?
Exactly, that's just being lazy.
And that's how Katie sees it.
That is how Katie sees it.
Okay, thanks for the stories.
It's all right.
I think you did very well on your first day at work. Same time tomorrow, make sure you answer the phone, don't be late.
I can see you tomorrow. Have a good day, both of you.
Love you, bye. Love you, bye.
Very quickly, I enjoyed this. Enjoyed this when you did this last Friday. Do you want to play the next song?
Oh, yes.
Okay, press play.
Oh, wait, hang on. I couldn't do it on my phone last time, could I?
Yeah, it worked.
All right, I'll press it. Hold on. There you go, I pressed it.
Scott Mills Daily.
Neon Jungle are in the building and they're going to play Innuendo Bingo at 9:30. Their fans have been on, like, internationally from all over the world.
Really?
Yeah. France have been on. Indonesia have been on my Twitter.
Well, we're just sheeting up in their honour.
I know. So, a wet game of bingo. Let's make it a wet one. 9:30. We'll play a couple of songs and then we'll get the girls in.
I've seen this a strangely emotional video on the internet that I wanted to share with you, and it's from when Pharrell went on Oprah.
I know, a lot of people talking about this on social media today. Now, can I say something?
Yeah.
Were you watching it about 10 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Were you crying?
No, I wasn't crying, no.
Okay, it's fine. You're allowed to cry.
I wasn't.
Yeah, but you're a man. It's fine, I know that.
Yeah, but I wasn't.
A bit tired, a bit emotional. And sometimes things can set you off.
No,
like when I'm on planes and this is a true fact, you're more likely to laugh a lot more or cry a lot more. Because I think it's to do with the altitude or lack of pressure or something.
That's not a fact.
I think it is. Like, a sad film, when you're in the air at 30,000 feet, will become a lot sadder to you. You would, like... Have you never actually had to put, like, something over your head because you've been sobbing so much in a film?
No.
On a plane?
What do you mean?
I bet loads of people have. I've done that.
So Oprah was showing him videos that had been created by some of his fans. But it's from people from all over the world. And they're all dancing to the song Happy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really sweet thing. So up on the screen it says, like, London, New Zealand, Zimbabwe. It's all over the shop.
But why is he crying?
Well, this is it. I think he's watched it and he's slightly emotional, but then Oprah has then just gone in and is saying all the things and suddenly Pharrell's crying.
The thing is, right, Oprah is the absolute master at this. If she sees you a little bit going, she will then go in.
Yeah.
Normally about your family.
Yes, that's what happened. That's right.
And that's why she's got all the monies. That's why they pay her the big bucks. So here's Pharrell on Oprah.
Makes me cry too. Makes me cry too.
Why am I crying on Oprah?
You know, it's being used for something that's greater than yourself. I get that.
So good.
It's overwhelming because it's like, I love what I do. And I just appreciate the fact that, like, people have believed in me for so long that I could make it to this point to feel that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I get it.
So good. She's so good.
The song's called Happy.
Didn't he just been on a plane?
He did. It did seem like he was maybe a bit overtired. Because it's the weirdest thing is he's watched this video and it is, you know, it's a really happy song and it's people dancing. You know, and you'd think he'd watch and go, oh, it's really cool.
Here's how much Oprah knows that she's going to pretty much make every guest cry. There is a box of tissues right next to her. And she's like, here, love, have them. Box of tissues.
But what does she do before the guest comes in? Do they just play, like, really slow music into the dressing room?
No, it's just the power of Oprah. She's incredible. This is Justin Timberlake. Here, love, have some tissues. Here they are. In a box next to me, handily. Obviously, that's not actual Oprah's impression. She doesn't sound like that at all. She's not from Barnsley.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Neon Jungle.
Hi.
See, that's how you do it. Like, that's how you just be a bright pop band in the morning. Like, we come on air at 6:30 and we're like... I'm never like that. That will never happen to you.
Do you know what we would?
That is how we are. Out. Yeah,
and the morning
it's just
we're
very
like,
well practiced.
Yeah, you've done it a lot. Breakfast TV must be a bit harder when you're on singing like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Got to get up a few hours early, warm up the vocals and stuff, don't you?
Yeah. Or we just don't.
Yeah.
So we're going to play Innuendo Bingo today, which we're very excited about. All your fans have been on from all over the world. So if people have never heard of your songs before or they don't know each member of the band, if you could introduce yourselves for us, that would be lovely.
Hi, I'm Shireen.
Hi, I'm Amira.
I'm Jess.
Hello, I'm Asami.
No,
and we're Neon Jungle!
Once again,
they've done that before.
We are so annoying.
Once again,
I know.
They have done that before. So we're just trying to work out which of you are going to play bingo today, because, I mean, if we have a five-way situation, that's going to be ridiculous.
We've done this before and it's just, I don't know, it's too much chaos. It's not, I don't think it's as good.
Maybe if two of you play, I mean, we could do rolling and we could like do
halfway.
We can
do rolling subs, that's the other option.
Or two of you play and two of you laugh at the other's misfortune.
The laughing at others' misfortune
well,
sounds
very
fun.
All I know is that I definitely am playing because...
You know what,
and me too.
I can't not.
We've discussed this and I feel like Sammy was like, I need to. It's
you should have seen my reply to the email. It's like, please!
Yeah.
All right, so you know all about Innuendo Bingo.
Of course.
Yeah, I think Shireen's dying to do it as well, so I think I'll do the laughing part.
Me and Amira have done rock, paper, scissors, so I'm going to do it.
Which one of you is it that waited outside Radio 1 for One Direction once?
That would be a Sammy.
All right, this is almost... Consensus.
Yeah, me and Asami have talked about this before.
Yes,
so, how long ago would that be? What, probably only a year or so? No, 2 years maybe.
Probably only like
6 weeks ago.
A month in Neon Jungle.
It was like a month ago.
The thing is, there's nothing to be ashamed about there. No. Everyone's been a fan at some point. Well, it's just that yours was quite recent.
They know. Like, I told Harry, and he seemed to be...
Was he like, okay, security?
He was like, well, I'll start waiting outside places for you then. And I was like, okay.
Okay, then do that.
A little bit flirty.
Did Scott buy you a hot chocolate?
What?
That's a really random question, but do you remember that time that you felt sorry for everyone standing outside, so you went outside and bought everyone hot chocolate?
That's true.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, I did.
That is really nice.
It was a really cold day. To be honest, there wasn't that many.
It was. He did. No, because like I went down and said, there's loads of people outside, and he was like, oh, well, go get them a drink. And he was like, and then you were like, how many of them are there?
Oh, five of them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it cost me a bit, but there wasn't, I don't think it was, it can't have been for One Direction, because there weren't that many, there wasn't loads of people outside. No. I'm not buying a hot chocolate for hundreds.
Could you imagine?
People are loving your track as well. So we're going to play Welcome to the Jungle now. Okay. And then we're going to get ourselves ready for a bit of innuendo bingo, which you can listen to and you can watch on the Radio 1 website. And that's going to be about 9:40 this morning. 9:45, let's say, because it's me time. Yeah. So go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. I'll tell you when. You can even do this on your phone and watch Neon Jungle. Get wet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so we have Neon Jungle with us in the studio. Jess and Amira are providing the lols. Shireen and Asami are actually going to play the game. Are we ready?
Yes.
Cameras going on.
Can you hold your water? Can you hold your nerve? This is Innuendo Bingo.
Lots of excitement about the game today. So, are we ready, girls?
Yes.
And me.
And you, Chris? All ready? So, just a little warning. The water is quite cold at first, but you'll get used to it.
There you go.
And I like it because often pop stars come in and they, like, well, I'm not getting my hair or makeup wet or ruined.
Oh, my gosh, but,
yeah, there is that.
Gonna, like, fall off.
There will be a bit of running in the makeup, but you will really enjoy the game once you get into it.
I worry they're going to gang up on me.
You think?
Yeah, this is a problem.
I'm laughing already. Oh my gosh, it'll be funny.
Okay, so
right then.
The trick is to take big gulps of water, and also there's a no hands rule, so you can't stop it from coming out of your mouth with your hand. You've just got to let it flood out. Neon Jungle are playing Innuendo Bingo. Watch now on the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/radio1. We're about to go in. You can even watch on your phone if you want. Ready?
Right, here we go.
Here we go. Loads of water. Oh, no, not already.
Shireen is the worst person.
Yeah, I know.
Game.
Shireen.
She laughs at everything.
Okay, so no hands. Don't really need to use the bin, just use them. So first we go to Pete Tong for another world exclusive on his show. Now, the only thing that is going on here is Pete Tong introducing a track on Radio 1. There's absolutely no need for anyone to laugh. None at all. Here we go.
This from an excellent new EP from a DJ you really got to watch out for in 2014. He's on the rise. Andrea Oliver teaming up with DJ Leroy. This is My Balls.
And we're off.
Oh,
this is wet already.
This is going to get lively.
Yeah. This is My Balls.
Thank you, Pete Tong. Okay. This is going to be a good one. I can feel it already. Okay. More water. More water, please. Neon Jungle are playing Innuendo Bingo. We're going to Wednesday's Countdown now on Channel 4. And we have an on-air confession from Nick Hewer. Now, there's really nothing you can do about this one. It's just kind of, it's coming for you, and you've just got to sit there and take it.
Okay.
Here we go. You can see the Innuendo Bingo coming over the hill here, but you've just got to let it go. Ready? Here we go.
Bobby.
Six.
A six and Peter.
A six.
Two sixes, Bobby.
Beaver.
Beaver. Two beavers. Two beavers. Very good.
Three beavers.
Three beavers. Yeah. I do love beavers.
No. I do love beavers.
I'm drenched.
It's very wet in here. Watch online now.
I do love beavers.
Thank you very much, Nick. You are there. So many emails about that one. So thank you to everyone who sent that one in. Give yourself some points. Okay, now we're going over to last week's episode of Rev. Now, this character really knows what he wants, and he isn't afraid to ask for it. Ready, girls? Ready, Chris? Uh-huh. Over to Rev.
Now, what about my tickets? I want to come. Shall I slip in the back entrance?
Oh, my word. It's so wet in here right now. Thank you, Martin, for that one.
Now, what about my tickets? I want to come. Shall I slip in the back entrance?
Yeah. I wonder if he did slip in the back entrance at the concert in the end.
You're right.
Can I have another water, please?
Wow.
Okay, now we're doing some happy memories from the curling at the Winter Olympics. Good memories, good times. And the brilliant thing about this commentator is she can describe absolutely everything that's happening on the ice, no matter how unexpected it is.
An outturn draw from Christina Bertrup. She's just come right up and sat on the face of the Canadian.
Chris is just getting absolutely owned. Oh, my word. Just sit in the middle and take it, Chris. Wow.
Sat on the face of the Canadian.
Now, we hear that sitting on the face is an important tactical move in curling, apparently, which is great for them. And now over to Channel 4's Secret Eaters. And here's Anna Richardson getting very excited about one of her house guests' party tricks here.
This lady's party piece is to give her donut a right good soaking.
That's definitely one. We've had a lot of emails about that one as well. We've polluted your minds.
I keep chopping it.
Wow.
This lady's party piece is to give her donut a right good soaking.
It's like a log flume in here. And now over to Gadget Man for my favourite clip from last week on Inuendo Bingo. Water, please. So if you remember, the Gadget Man was on a camping trip. And after the sun had set on the first day, no one was... What happened? Oh, Chris, you're so wet.
Okay.
That's what you get when two people are going at you like that. Okay, so Gadget Man. And after the sunset on the first day, no one was expecting what happened next.
Rosy-fingered Dawn.
Oh, rubbish. I'm sorry. I've cut that short again, that clip. Here's the full thing.
Rosy-fingered Dawn breaks our slumber.
It's more of a poetic thing. Like, I think kind of sun rises with the rosy-fingered dawn, I think. Just saying. And now another new clip from a show called Estate Agents on the Job. And this clip is about a man called Gary. Now, when you hear the sort of things that Gary gets up to, it's not hard to see why they decided to put him on TV. Here we go.
There are more multimillionaires in London than anywhere else on the planet, and Gary has dealt with many of them.
I come across very rich people all the time.
straight in the face there.
Terrible.
Michael emailed that one to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Estate agents, they love coming across rich people. It makes them, well, it just makes their job easier.
Can I have more water, please?
One more water.
Okay.
You enjoying it, girls?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, you're in your drench.
It's a good game. Who's wettest? I think Chris.
Sammy, you're all right.
Yeah, right. You're dry.
Your face is not as wet.
We can sort that.
Finally, a classic from The One Show and a very experienced laundrette owner. Play nice.
I just sat in a wet seat.
What? You are wet.
over on The One Show, a very experienced laundrette owner who's always happy to lend her services to her customers.
Well, I like working with these young boys. Yeah. Get a lot of students too.
And do they know what they're doing?
No, not at all. And they've never got any soap powder with them and they don't know what hole to put it in.
Oh, wow. And that was today's Innuendo Bingo with Neon Jungle, and that was brilliant.
That was.
Thank you, Sammy. Thank you, Shireen. Thank you, Jess. Thank you, Amira.
That's hilarious. Thanks.
Really good to see you.
So that was Tuesday's breakfast show. Join
Thank
us tomorrow when you wake up from 6:30.
Thank you for watching on the Radio 1 website.
We'll
if you
chat
didn't
with
get
Lady
to see
Gaga,
it live, we will put it on the Radio 1 YouTube channel later. Loads of tunes for you to revise to from 9 o'clock.